And we're back on the Bill Best American Family Insurance post-game show, joined by the head coach of the Central Rebels, Ronnie Calvert. And now we can call them Class 4 District 2 champions. Coach, what a win.
It was great. And I say great, I mean it was up and down and up and down and up and down. You just never knew. The lead, you know, flipped three or four times, and, you know, our kids just battled and battled and battled, and we had multiple opportunities that we could have kind of set down and just, you know, gave up the lead and, you know, not gave some effort there late in the game, and we didn't do that. You know, we kept fighting and kept battling, and that's kind of been our MO all year. You know, we've been down the very first game to DeSoto. We were down 6 or 7 runs and came back and beat them. So, you know, I told the kids, hey, there's been plenty of games this year that we've been down, and we kept fighting and kept battling, and, you know, some of our guys were fantastic today as leaders and were pace setters and got on bags for us, and we were fortunate enough to come out with the W.
And that was something that I talked to Steve McCoy about yesterday in his post game. Was he was happy that his team could answer every single time the opponent put up a run. He kind of flipped the script on him today, and every time they would put up some runs, you guys would answer the next inning.
We did, and when we got guys on base, we took advantage of it for the most part. There were a couple innings where we didn't, but for the most part, when we got guys on base, you know, we moved them over, we executed bunts, and had guys in scoring position, and were fortunate enough to get, you know, 3 or 4 hits to get guys, you know, from scoring position into score. So.
And obviously you were pretty aggressive there on the base pass. I remember there was one play where you signaled the guy to come around, then he was about halfway. You said stop. He ended up still going, slid underneath the tag. Obviously it ended up working out for you.
Yeah, and I've said that all year that you know, I want to teach our kids aggressiveness, and I want to be the ones to push the issue and make them show their hand, and that's kind of got us to where we were this year, and that's won us a lot of ball games. So I thought that, you know, you can't just play scared just because it's the district championship. You know, you got to go out and do the things that you've been doing all year and the things that we've been preaching all year. So we were going to be aggressive and force their hand, and, you know, sometimes that doesn't work out. Sometimes that ruins some innings here and there, but I think more times than not, when you force the issue and you play aggressive and you make them try to make plays, you know, you're more times fortunate than you're not.
And talk about Jake Bridges. He goes all 7 for you. Gives up the 4 runs, but only one of them earned, at least by our count. But the main thing, 88 pitches. I mean, he was so economical with everything that he was throwing.
He was super efficient. He was working ahead all day long. There towards the last couple innings, he got behind on some batters, but there were close pitches. You know, if they would have been balls that would have been way high or way low, then, you know, I would have been thinking about possibly bringing somebody in. But after the way he battled all day, there wasn't a chance I was going to bring him out there in the 7th, especially with that, you know, 3-run cushion that we had. Super efficient. He was getting ahead in the count, and he had, you know, all 3 of his pitches working today, and he just battled for us all day. I was glad he got the win.
First year as a head coach at Central, first year as a head coach overall. Can't get much better than a district championship.
It can get a little bit better. It can get a little bit better. We play on Tuesday, and, you know, we're going to enjoy this. We're going to – I don't know. We may stop at Taco Bell or something. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to enjoy it for a day or two, but then we're going to get back and work hard and try to get a little bit better going in on Tuesday, and I believe it's Tuesday, and see who we have there and go out and try to take care of business, and, you know, we're a couple games away.
Well, Coach, my first year here at KFMO, I did your first game of the season. That was my first game, and now we're going to finish out the year together. So good luck coming up on Tuesday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And that was the head coach of the Central Rebels, Ronnie Calvert, on his Class 4 District 2 championship. The Rebels end up defeating the Potosi Trojans by the final score of 7-4. We'll take one more little quick break. Hopefully Steve McCoy might come up and give us a word on the Potosi Trojans. And then we'll finish out the Bill Best American Family Insurance post-game show. The Rebels beat the Trojans 7-4. This is the Bill Best American Family Insurance post-game show.